Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Many prominent Democrats putting out word of condolences. And this is the one of Rob Reiner and his wife of some 30 years, Michelle Singer, found dead in their Los Angeles home in what police say they are investigating as a double homicide. Police confirming last night the bodies of 78-year-old Rob Reiner's 68-year-old wife discovered inside their $13.5 million Brentwood mansion were, and then they confirmed initially they reported bodies found. Then they confirmed that, yes, the bodies of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer, were found. Law enforcement sources, there are some that are pointing to a son who may be, being questioned, but they're being very tight-lipped as far as the search for a suspect.
I don't know. People magazine is saying the son Nick did it.
Yeah. I mean, People magazine convicted this guy.
Claiming exclusive sources.
Yeah.
just so you guys know, allegedly their son Nick has been struggling with drug addiction for years.
They were stabbed to death, that from the authorities. Yeah.
So in 2016, Rob Reiner and his son released a documentary called Being Charlie, and it's supposed to be a semi-autobiographical drama about addiction. Here's part of that interview from 2016. Roll this film.
We didn't bond a lot as a kid. Like, he really liked baseball. I liked basketball, and he could watch that with my brother, baseball. But I just, when I saw him do that, and it was something that I'm interested in, I was like, wow, like, he really knows a lot. And, like, it made me feel closer to him and be like, yeah.
You're like, wow, my dad's Rob Reiner.
I never had thought about it. And then.
Yeah. It didn't cross your mind, right?
Never.
No. Never watched A Few Good Men. Didn't see that one.
No. But it's interesting that Nick would talk about it in that way because.
By the way, stop for a second. Like, his son is very. There seems to be some issues there.
Just judging off of that from 9 years ago, right?
Well, the first thing he says in that is, we didn't bond a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's obviously Rob Reiner, Hollywood. Legendary Hollywood director, and his wife, who's a producer, and in her own regard, highly regarded, very involved in SAG-AFTRA, in union leadership, Rob Reiner. But certainly everybody would know some of his prolific work. In directing, When Harry Met Sally, The Princess Bride, A Few Good Men. His breakout role, obviously, is Archie Bunker's son-in-law on TV's All in the Family. He was Michael, but he was better known as Meathead.
Yeah. Yeah, as I've quickly learned on this show, who he is and what he was beyond his TDS. By the way, Jimmy Kelly, probably a good time for me to return the All in the Family DVD set to you that you lended me. Lent 2 years ago.
There we go. Sorry.
But I saw that, President and former President Michelle, former President Barack and Michelle Obama, many prominent Democrats,
because
he was a prolific, he was involved in politics, as we know.
YouTube chat dickheads, stop with the politics. Oh, he hated Trump. Who cares? He's dead. Like, him and his wife are dead. Stop with the politics. Every second, the politics. Oh, they were conservative, so we care about them. They were liberal, so we don't care about them. Shut up. They're people. Oh, God, these ghouls.
People are really saying
you
that?
You ghouls.
People are really saying that in the chat?
He hated Trump. Great.
So you don't care that his own son allegedly stabbed him to death?
So in this one, it was a family member discovering the couple. And that's according to law enforcement sources, that a family member comes in out of concern yesterday afternoon about 3:40 p.m. yesterday, Sunday, where they find, they find the famous, really iconic. I mean, Rob Reiner, I think it's fair to say many are saying legendary Hollywood director, iconic, calling both of them icons. But, you know, somebody who started as an actor moved over into directing. And yes, the truth is he did become very political. And that's why many prominent Democrats got to know him and his wife very well. We're dear friends with them because he was, very involved in politics later in life, obviously. But news of the Reiner's death prompting an outpouring of grief yesterday from politicians, famous actors, producers, praising the pair for their contributions to Hollywood and devotion to causes like marriage equality and early childhood development. One statement was that he dedicated his life to politics. So not, to Greg's point, not a lot of word of parenting or a close-knit family or anything of that nature.
Well, they have four kids, right?
Yeah.
Four married
30 plus years and four kids.
One with a previous marriage, too.
Yes. So blended, as they say.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.